forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment with Kat and Pat.
Hey,
it's for
Catherine and Patrick Regan.
And we are here actually about to do our podcast.
We're recording a podcast.
It's called Seek Treatment.
And hey, Kath, why don't you tell these guys what the podcast is all about?
Seek Treatment is a ruckus rigmarole roller coaster ride about boy sex, fucking dating in love,
and everything comes with that.
Yeah, which is a lot.
Oh my gosh.
How are you right now?
I'm good. I'm tired because we have to be honest about the fact that we're recording this episode the same day as we recorded last episode, which is hard for us because we're stupid fucking bitches.
And we have to stop that. We have to open up the fact that what's happening right now is that I'm a little bit cold. You know why? Because I made the executive decision. I talked to my team and I made the decision to actually bring 2 hard-boiled eggs and spinach soaked in garlic, raw garlic, to the studio for my snack / lunch vibes. And ultimately, the studio smells like chaos.
Egg. Yeah, we have to be honest about the fact that it smells like
egg. So I opened
the
window so our guest doesn't hate me.
You know...
And the thing is, like, it's a little cold now.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a seltzer. I might.
You know, I made this hilarious joke just before we started. I said, here's what I said for my joke.
I can't wait.
I said, you know, before every podcast episode, I do a pitch pipe.
Fuck. Dude.
What?
That's funny.
Thank you. You know, I let's talk about my huge lifestyle change.
You know what?
Yes. Did you hear what I said?
No.
That's okay. What?
Sorry, I got a stressful email, but I'm going to go ahead and put my phone away at this point in the show.
Totes.
So what happened in your life?
I had a huge lifestyle change.
Oh, I know what you mean. I know what my friend means.
I went to Long Island, which is that town. Just kidding, it's an island. And
you're on fire today.
I'm an absolute fire today. To say town, just kidding, it's an island is absolute comedic gold.
After the pitch pipe moment? That will go down in gold.
Can I ask what a pitch pipe is?
Yeah, it's the thing that tells you a note.
Do you know that what I think about when I think about Peter Pan is that kind of like... pipe thing that they play.
Yeah, sort of like a Pied Piper vibe.
So anyways, I'm at Long Island with my boyfriend and lover and partner, and
you guys feel comfortable using all those terms?
All those terms. I've never said partner in my life. So Emma what's her face is self-partnered.
What?
Emma Watson announced that she's
okay.
This Emma, our producer Emma, is self partnered. No, Emma Watson, and I felt comfortable in front of her calling her Emma. What's her face?
So Emma Watson
announced
Harry Potter's Emma Watson.
Harry Potter's Emma Watson felt the need to kind of come forward and say, "Hey, I'm self partnered."
Now what the? That's like Mark.
I don't know if we need it. I had to say if you're.
That's like Mark Ronson saying he's sapiosexual because he likes smart people.
Oh really? I didn't even know that.
It was a headline.
But who exactly?
Who knows if it's true? He's like a DJ music.
Really is hot. He related to the other Ronson, the lesbian Ronson who dated Lindsay Lohan?
Just because they're DJs doesn't mean they're related.
Well, they also have the same last name.
Are they related? Emma?
I was
okay, I'm pretty sure it doesn't know. It's like at this point, what?
At this point, what are you being paid
for?
What are you paying
her
for?
We pay her millions.
She's chomping
away on a salad.
We pay her millions to know if Mark Ronson and the lesbian Ronson are related. Not because they're DJs.
I think Samantha.
But because they are... have the same last name.
Because they are have the same last name.
They are have the same last name. Their job is having the same last name, actually. And that is a job. It's a full-time job sometimes.
With Benny's.
And with full Benny's, full paternity leave.
And you, who else gets full Benny's? Just to bring it back to a few episodes ago.
Yeah.
The Fright Fest Ghoulies. Yeah, that's right.
If you get full family leave, paternity,
if you
maternity
are
leave.
If you are a ghoulie who dances around scaring people during Six Flags Fright Fest in the month of October.
And we learned they have shakers.
Yeah, we learned they have full bends.
They have full benefits. They have paternity.
I smell like garlic and eggs, and it's just, it isn't right.
Hey, that's not cool.
Is it really bad?
No, I don't smell that shit. My boyfriend really smells that stuff. Okay, oh, so anyways.
You've adjusted. Yeah. But there is a window open. Oh, you're sick.
I'm sick too, and that's why. Oh yeah, that's why I'm like,
fuck. How am I supposed to stay healthy in this town?
Well, like, Catherine, I have to be honest with you. You're the one who got everyone
sick.
Yeah,
you think that's true.
You lit the fuse, and now you're leaving us holding the bomb.
Okay.
Anyways, so I'm on Long Island, and, you know, we want something to do. You know when, like, someone, like, a lover is, like, in your town, and you kind of have to feel like you want to do something?
What is this
Like,
for?
You have to show them something, Catherine?
That's leftovers from the National Lampoon Review.
I need to have a bite of something sweet to get it out of my mouth. Darling?
Yes.
I'm here for you.
And so, So we went to the outlets, and we were walking by, and we passed a Claire's, and we made the decision. And I never thought, I felt moved by the spirit.
Yeah,
to be religious.
I was
about
really
it.
Surprised by
me
the
too.
Decision.
I was really surprised too. I mean, you're pushing by this absolutely queen diva working Claire's, who was so fun and cool and chill. And we split, and now I have it. But you know, I'm paranoid it's gonna get infected.
Oh, that can I tell you that happened to me?
Really? Don't
May
tell
I
me
tell
that.
My story?
Yeah, but don't tell only, me that. But yes, tell me.
It only got. I'm taking a bite of this to help myself. It only. Do you want half of it? Because I'm not gonna finish it. Perfect. Perfect friendship move.
Friendship goals.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Wow. Sorry. It's really crunchy.
That's. I can't eat these. I don't have good enough teeth.
It's sad that I'm using points on this. Okay. In seventh grade, I got my ears pierced. Stud. They make you do the stud.
I got a heart.
Mmm.
But you can't tell it's a heart. But I'm
Wait,
glad about
show
that.
Me.
I'm glad you can't tell it's a heart. It technically
No
is
offense,
a heart.
It doesn't look like a heart.
No, I know, and I'm glad about that. But okay. They call it the heart, and it is shaped like a heart if you look at it under a microscope.
Okay, which many people have tried to do. Okay. Yeah. Many braver men that came before me. Okay. Then my friend Hillary was having her birthday dance.
Hillary, what a name.
I know. And I was like, I really want to wear danglies to Hillary's birthday dance.
Uh-huh. But you're not supposed to take them out yet.
I wasn't. You're supposed to wait 6 weeks, and it had been about four.
But Hillary's having her dance.
I wanted to look. The I show wanted must to kiss. I wanted to get kissed at the dance. And I, thought I thought danglies were the secret.
Yeah. They kind of are.
I remember my outfit. It was like a green kind of stretchy top.
Ooh.
From a brand that I think was called Ella Moss.
Like
Does that ring a bell? Is Ella Moss a brand?
Okay, Emma's 18 years old. She has no idea what weird fashions you are in the
It wasn't
olden
weird.
Days.
It was a
in
brand.
In the olden days.
It was a brand. We're finding out. She's furious. Is it not, hey, while you're at it, try finding out about the Ronson plan. My God.
Wait, was it lime green?
No.
That might be. That's what I was picturing.
It was Hunter with like the neck thing. Anyways, Ella I pick up. It is a brand. Okay. Probably a skirt from Abercrombie. We don't remember. I get the danglies. I asked my mom. I was like, Mom, can you help me take these out and put the danglies in?
Is this, what's the party vibe? Is it like out of space?
It was actually in her garage.
I know those parties.
Yeah. Those but parties. Open garage, like the driveway is a fair game.
I'm going to say one word to you. Vanessa, a girl from my school who had those.
Totally. I'll never forget. So then, I you know when you cry for your old self?
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as my mom tried to switch them out, I was in a lot of pain, and the pus kind of
well,
started
where
firing.
Was your mom on that? I mean, she's the adult in the room. I think that honestly is a form of... I call CPS report. Yeah. They're like, the statute of limitations is up. I'm like, can we get her for anything else?
I'll never forget walking up to the driveway in my danglies and being like in a lot of pain.
Oh my God.
So that was my story.
Oh my God. Vanessa did that. She had those garage parties and her house burned down.
What?
Yeah, a girl named Vanessa's house burned down.
That's really sad.
I know. I'm not making light of it.
So how's life with an earring?
Amazing, actually. I have to always remember to clean it, but I since I'm so paranoid about getting infected, I think I will. And I think I do look hot. There's something so 90s about me with it. Don't you agree?
You look full fashion.
Why is my earring so much more 90s than even a normal earring?
Because of how you dress.
I know. People, like, people don't even suspect.
I'm sorry that I'm eating to listeners. You dress like soccer practice, and by putting an earring on it, it makes it seem like, but I'm aware that I'm doing it.
Yeah. And the fact is, I'm not.
I know.
And that's kind of a way to bypass
the magic of Claire's.
If you put on an earring, it kind of makes it seem like everything's a choice. When in actuality, even the earring itself wasn't really a choice so much as a boredom moment.
What even is a choice ultimately?
Oh, God.
Do you think we actually choose anything?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Oh
my God. Our guest is going to be. Okay.
47 minutes early.
We're going to have to get the. Can we turn off the fire extinguishers? Because there's going to be smoke coming out of our guest's ears because she's so angry towards us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ben.
I just did another really funny joke. I said, can we turn off the fire detectors because there's going to be smoke coming out of our ears. We're going to set it off. We're going to be sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle.
Okay, I finished my half of the kind bar.
I'll never forget when I was a nanny and I set off the fire extinguishers when I tried to make salmon three times. Can
oh
you
my
stop?
God.
Like, we're sending someone
down.
Sending
in the down. Okay, so it's time
I
to talk
hate
about-
Kind bars. You know what? No one ever needed them.
They're not good. They're bad for you. But I needed to get like the garlic egg.
Nothing
taste
needs
in my mouth.
To be this hard to chew. Nothing needs to be.
We should have offered our last guest that.
Do you know what I love?
I don't mind the chewness.
Do you know what I love to death? Hmm. Chewy granola bars. Now that.
Do you know what I hate?
To death?
Chewy granola bars.
No, are you serious? They're so good.
I'm laughing so hard. I wish you guys could see me right now. I'm laughing so fucking
they're so good. Only chocolate chip.
Fucking hard.
Only chocolate chip.
Pat, you're being so funny right now. They taste like chemicals, babe. It makes me think you have bad taste.
Well, then hand me a beaker so I can chug away because I guess I love the taste of chemicals. Sweetie.
It tastes like
I guess
toxic
I love that
poison.
Taste. I don't feel funny at all.
I think you're doing a great job.
Do you notice how I haven't been tweeting anything?
I didn't notice that.
No one's noticing it.
My relationship with Twitter is that I don't look at it, and maybe like once a month I'll go through all your shit at once.
I always say,
our guest early, and she looks amazing.
Happens to be early, she looks absolutely amazing. Okay,
I know she's gonna be furious at us when she finds out that we still need to keep talking for 10 minutes before we let her in.
I know, and we're so sorry. Yeah,
she's mad because she's early.
It ultimately.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay.
Okay. We're fighting.
Ten minutes is Jen.
We're fighting.
10 minutes is Gen X.
Be honest about this. I want to be upfront before we even start talking. I'm willing to say this on air. Does it smell horrible in here?
It smells a little bit like eggs.
Okay, that says Catherine, and not me.
It's my fault. I had a hard-boiled egg.
I had Dos Toros, and it's odorless.
One hard-boiled egg.
She had two. We need to be honest about the fact that she had two.
Two.
Is it really that bad?
So that's actually double as much.
I cracked a window for you.
I cracked the window.
Honestly, it makes me want breakfast again.
Oh,
wow. Now, our guest is wearing a monochromatic
she looks
look.
Amazing.
I want to start doing monochromatic.
I'm going to get into our guest fashion when we have her actually on the pod.
Can I tell you that I got these burgundy pants?
Uh-huh.
And they're working really well for me. I'm excited. My boyfriend wanted me to do monochromatic.
Where'd you get them? Don't be crazy.
I got them from Nordstrom Rack in Midtown, actually.
Crazy. No, it's time to talk about the main story. Pat, stop. Pat, you need to stop. I wish I could tell you guys what's going on, but Pat's just being absolutely crazy again. That's why women are crazy and gay people are women. Okay.
Move it. Any questions?
Any questions?
That's only about a bumper sticker in suburbia. Women are crazy and gay people are women. Any questions? Put it on my.
That's how we make millions.
Yeah. Put it on my fucking Ford Expedition, sweetie.
I'm joking, you guys. I'm just dragging my friend. You're really treating that. What's wrong? Hold on. Okay. So the story is, what's happening?
Nothing.
We okay?
We can't have her see that because that'll upset her.
Okay.
We can't have her see that.
That upset me, actually.
Okay.
Okay. So
I wish my voice was a little deeper.
Now, what happened was, as everyone know, I had a toxic guitar teacher who wronged me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel comfortable sharing that he wrote me love letters.
I don't like him.
Yeah, duh. He wrote me love letters. And then I found out.
And I never liked him ever since I saw his picture. He had a naked picture on Google Image.
He's hot. Okay,
that's not my fault. I'm a little allergic to kind words. I always remember afterwards.
So why? Oh my God.
I'm just allergic enough where like. I don't care enough to not eat one. Even though I don't like them and I'm actively allergic to them, I still actually am willing to eat them for no reason. I just want to recap what happened. I kind of wasn't hungry, don't like kind bars, am allergic even to kind bars, and then chose to move forward with eating half of a kind bar. And that's kind of a day in the light.
I'm going to encourage you at this point in time to kind of stop eating the kind bar.
I know. I wish I could. Well, I can.
Yeah.
But so empowering.
I ask you, I say, do we ever really make any choices? And right. You say yes, and then here you are, acting like the kind bar chose you.
I chose the kind bar.
Yeah, because I said.
I know.
Do you want half?
And I chose
you
yes.
You said yes. So to get back on topic for once in your damn life. I had a toxic guitar teacher who wronged me. He was writing me love letters, and I found out he was also writing other love letters. He was writing at least two other women love letters at the same time.
And many other women will come forward.
At this point, I have to tip my hat to him. I have to celebrate him. I have to say, dude, you know what? You beat me in my own game. What you're doing is beautiful. I'm all for dating around. I'm all for sleeping around, whatever. But to sort of recycle a romantic gesture and the way he talked to me and the way he treated me and the way he lied to me repeatedly.
And the way he felt comfortable never really meeting me.
Yeah. No, he is absolutely an enemy. But on the record, I do wish him the best. And I do believe that he's not inherently evil. I think he's misguided. And I actually feel sad for him.
And again, now we're getting back into the thematic moment of our first segment, which is Is there free will? Is there a choice? Are is there people it right? Right? And this bad? Is tabula rasa. Ultimately, tabula rasa, which is one of the main kind of tattoos of our podcast.
We are theologians. We're in seminary.
We are theologians, first, model, second, comedians, third, me, gay, her, woman, fourth.
You said I was Instagram second.
Oh, yeah, you are Instagram second.
That's sad.
What did I say you were first again?
Model? I don't know, just riffing here.
I think those are same
just
bucket.
Just spitballing.
I'll never forget when someone recently told me that you basically can't be a model anymore unless you are producing your own beautiful shots for Instagram.
Really? Mm-hmm. I never knew that.
Yeah.
Is it possible, hot producer Emma, to like light a candle so that our guest doesn't crucify me on the cross?
I'm going to start noticing.
I know she's going to become part of our sick, twisted community of egg smellers. No.
I know. This reminds me of when I was on keto.
I knew what I was doing, but I'm on Weight Watchers.
And I even said.
Isn't that sad? I know. It is sad. It's 2004 over here.
But my mom says it's the only thing that's tried and true.
Okay, we'll get into that. Well, hold your horse. Hold your horses.
No, we had to talk about this guitar teacher.
Okay, so what happened was.
Who does have free will.
So my hot guitar teacher who wronged me, he ultimately, at one point in time, he sent me a postcard from Paris. And on the postcard, he did an amazing move of saying, P.S., the girl sitting next to me on the plane was listening to your podcast. And I was like, that is so fucking cool that he waited to send it in a letter. What a fun fact he could have texted
and
me.
And now we're actually going to make this, we're going to make it lost because we're going to do a flash forward to
flash
our
forward
live
to the live show.
Now, you have to understand that my brother is friends with a girl named Anne Bodie, who I celebrate love, and she's a huge supporter of my
I
comedy.
Wondered if there was a sensual connection between Anne and your brother.
I don't know that there is or there isn't, but what I will say is that
I would encourage them to get together, even though I famously, as I've now said on multiple episodes, I'm into your brother.
I know, and that's kind of a running narrative thread. But I, you know, what I will say about Anne Bodie is that she came to my first round JFL audition 2 years
so
ago.
She's a real one.
And I want to be honest about the fact that for no reason the Long Island Medium was in the audience as well that night. And imagine kind of going to the Peak in the Cave for your actual first round JFL audition, and for no real reason the Long Island Medium is just in the audience, kind of doing her sweet little thing.
I want to be clear about something. JFL is a festival that's felt comfortable not including either of us.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, any of their proceedings. And I want to reach out and say we're still open to doing the pod this summer.
Yeah, but at this point, it's like, you know what my dad always used to do when we were playing Monopoly?
What?
It would drive me and my brother absolutely up the walls bonkers.
Tell us.
He would try to make deals with us, and then if we said no, he'd be like, okay, the price is only going up, and it would make us freak out and take the deal even if it was bad. And that's
okay,
how
I'm calling CPS.
And that's how I feel about JFL is at this point, it's like TikTok, TikTok, TikTok.
So ultimately, Anne Bodie was at your JFL, but she was also at
See Treatment Live, and my brother had sent me a screen grab because my brother wasn't going to go.
Oh.
As we know, we grew up Catholic, so it's kind of like part of our culture to feel terrible about ourselves in a sexual way. And so,
in that way, you are a martyr.
I am a martyr, and I'm
talking about butt.
Talking about, you know,
talking about butt on the podcast.
Talking about butt on actually a podcast. So my brother sent me a screen grab of a text that from her that was being like, I have an extra ticket to see Treatment Live. But there was something about her wording was like, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like weird for you to go or something alluding to the fact that I felt like because she grew up in our environment, it was like, guess what? And it's like, not so crazy to talk about butt on a pod mm-hmm. or even on a stage.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I like jokingly called her out on stage, and then she got very afraid that I was painting as homophobic, and I told her I would edit it out, but she was ultimately glad to be a part of the universe.
Okay. So then
and then she shouted after the show, I love gay sex. And I want to go on record that she did shout that after the
and
show.
And I love it too.
Yeah, I know you love
it. And sometimes
it.
You think...
But yeah, you refuse to do enemas in a show of solidarity for those of us who need to do them. You actually refuse to do enemas.
Your dream is for me to do an enema at a Blink Fitness
at a Blink
bathroom.
Fitness in Midtown in a stall on Valentine's Day. And then and only then will you know the humiliation of the gay experience in 2019 in Manhattan, sweetheart.
Okay, so Anne, this is all to say that Anne comes up to me and she goes, hey, come here. I go, Anne. Madame.
There is a shredder
I said, buy
me
dinner first. Anne says, come here. I was sitting next to your hot guitar teacher on the plane.
This girl.
I said, how did you know that? And apparently, I'm laughing. Thank
She's
you
hysterically this. Laughing. I hope she can get it out.
Apparently, Anne's on a plane next to this guy.
This random ass guy.
This guy turns to her. predatory nature. Get that?
Don't leave it, but like say, have
leave,
I say
it,
cut
leave
it.
Leave it, like acknowledge it, like I'm joking. By the way, anything I say on here, I don't believe, and I am joking, and oh, it's all allegedly.
Yeah,
I'm like, never. I turn and he goes, it says something like, oh, what's that podcast? Or like something, and then is that Catherine? Something about my name. And then she's like, yeah, how do you know her? And
she's reaching under her seat for the panic button.
He goes, stop it. No. I know. He goes, I'm her guitar teacher. Because at that point, I don't know if we'd kissed yet or not.
So then we found out at the live show that basically it was lost and everyone was connected.
Yeah, basically. What are the odds, really?
I know.
That I would meet the girl who he was writing about in the postcard to
and
me.
And then for tangentially the Long Island Medium to be like a part of the story. Yeah. It's like, it's also spooky.
It is a spooky tale.
Well, it's Halloween. So.
It was Halloween when we found out.
Oh my God, it was literally Halloween when we found out.
Yeah, it was the day of.
You know what I have? Even though it's like, even though you don't care about your birthday, especially as an adult, especially as a 31-year-old, and you don't care, and then it comes and you're like, I literally don't want to do anything, and then...
I really care a lot.
It ends and it's over and it's like, oh wait, maybe I cared the whole time and I was like looking forward to it and it was kind of like getting me to my next day and I want to find some new thing to look forward to. You know what I mean?
But now we have our... trip to look forward
yeah,
to.
Yeah, so maybe we should promote it right now, right here.
I think that's
for those
cool.
listeners that feel comfortable living and working in Miami, Florida, we are going to be doing Seek Treatment Live there December 4th and 5th. It's the same weekend as Art Basel. So look,
and we're artists.
And we are artists. Comedy is art. Art is comedy. Just kidding. And
so we're going there to sell our art, which is us talking about butt.
Yeah. And so feeling totally okay about that.
We'll be sharing more details as the days, as they want to do, they will roll on.
And when that ends,
yeah,
I'm going to have to think of it. But then it'll be, thing. Then I'll look forward to Christmas.
No, it's actually after Christmas.
No, it's December 4th and 5th.
Oh, cool. It's actually before Christmas. I'm frantically G-calling. Yeah, and then I want to go ahead and cordially invite you to come to the talk. Are you going to come?
Probably.
Okay, well, you and Anne should come.
I know. I think we would like to.
It's December 27th in Houston, Texas. My family's taco truck party.
Where they got a taco truck.
We get a truck that has tacos in it, and we're allowed to invite our friends. Wow. And my parents say no adults, except for the ones they want.
Oh, I love that.
I love it.
Me and Angela need to meet your parents again because famously, I made your dad think we were fighting because, you know, I'm the kind of person who when I leave somewhere, my whole family is kind of Irish goodbye-y. And
I'm so not. I'm like, okay, everyone, I'm going to think about leaving in 30 minutes.
But at a certain point, you keep making rounds and saying goodbye, 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 that literally you have to say goodbye to everyone. It never ends. Like, because by the time you see someone again, it's like, oh, well, now I am leaving. You know, it's been long enough.
I understand. I'm self-conscious.
Anyways, your dad, so then I said bye to Angela right away and then...
My dad thought Pat and his boyfriend were fighting.
But we weren't. But he
at
was
an
kinda,
event.
But we weren't. But he was kind of mad at me. So maybe we were at an event.
You were fighting. Ultimately, he was mad that you left.
Ultimately, I wasn't fighting. But ultimately, he thought I was being a little rude.
So that sounds like a fight.
Maybe you should take this out. I don't know. Baby, I love you.
I'm getting texted by someone who I'm like, do you want to fuck me or do you like me as a person? Ew.
Hey, guess what?
No.
In my world, they're not mutually exclusive.
No.
Yeah.
You know my type is people who hate me.
I know, me too.
I think it's time to think about bringing in our guests.
I know. This is a short Just Us, but that's what you get when you're two stupid sluts living in New York City.
And the reason why we're Just Us is short is because we started late because I was actually peeling hard-boiled eggs that I... You know, the thing is, when you try to do something like that, when you try to bring your lunch, you try to be healthy, ultimately always backfires. It's like, you should have just picked something up on the way, you dumb slut.
And you know what I always say? No good deed goes unpunished. And that's like, whenever I brush my teeth, my gums bleed.
No good... Yeah. Whenever you brush them?
Yeah. No, not ever, often.
People are gonna send DMs about that.
I know.
Don't DM my friend.
Well, I know. I think that I'm in Upper River without a creek when it comes to my dental health, but we're gonna have to
Well, now we found you a dentist.
Yeah, we did, kind of, didn't we? Okay,
it's time to bring in our guest. Please open your ears for Helena York.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production, executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.